It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
The Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. It's been all Mets all morning long, but we got to get our picks in for week five. I actually had a winning week last week, so 3-2. I am in first place still with a 10-10 record. Boomer 2-3 last week, 7-13 on the year, three games back of me. Jerry 2-3 last week, 6-14 on the year, four games back. But as you know, the NFL is a tricky league to predict. Always has been. These games we pick are not easy. We're forced to pick the Giants and the Jets because we made a decision there, so it's damn near impossible to have these good weeks. So anybody could come back at any time, and it could start now with these five games.
And I will tell you that I plan to win the next 10 to jump over 500. Yeah, sure. Okay. All right, here we go. Game 1 of 5. This is a good one. You got the 3-1 Bills at 3-1 Houston. Steph Diggs. You got Josh Allen and the Texans at home getting 1.5.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna take the home dog here and the Houston Texans. The reason I'm going to do that is I'm not sold on the Bills defense. They just lost Von Miller for 4 weeks due to a suspension. You know, C.J. Stroud had a bounce-back game last week. I think the Houston Texans are a more of a formidable total team than the Bills are, and I think the Bills got rocked last week by Baltimore's running game, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see that again here.
Yeah, I don't think that the running games are comparable between the Texans and the Baltimore Ravens, and I think because they got smacked around, Josh Allen's going to come out with a vengeance. I think he's going to have an unbelievable game. If Sam Darnold can throw for 4 touchdowns, he's playing great, but still, if he could throw for 4 touchdowns against the Texans, Josh Allen might throw for 8. He's the best player on the field in this game. I think the Bills bounce back. I think the Bills win. Give me Buffalo in this one.
Well, we're two losers, so I'm going to go with you.
I'm taking Houston as well. I think they win on Sunday, plus the 1.5. Game number 2, the Ravens, who Boomer on Wednesday declared might be the best team in the NFL at 2-2. At 1-3 Cincinnati, the Bengals getting 2.5 points.
Lamar Jackson, 8-1 versus the Bengals in his career. He's going to be 9-1 after this week. Not sold on the Bengal defense. And one of the reasons why I think Baltimore is the best team overall in the NFL right now is because of the way that they're running the ball with Derrick Henry. He's averaging 120 yards a game. He looks like he's 25 years old again. And Lamar Jackson creates all sorts of problems on the field with the way that he's playing. They're relatively healthy now. Their offensive line is good. I don't like Cincinnati's defense. I think it's going to be Baltimore in this game.
Yeah, I would love to pick the Bengals in this situation. I'd love to believe in them. I've been a supporter of Joe Burrow and that team for a while, but I can't. Watching the way that Baltimore has bullied their last couple of opponents, which I think are good teams or at least decent teams, I don't know how you don't ride with them right now. Something would have to happen. They'd have to have just a complete lay an egg game, or someone's going to get hurt for them to lose this on their rolling at this point in the season. So I would like it to be close. Hopefully it's a really good game, but the Baltimore Ravens feel like at this stage of the season that they are close to unstoppable with that running attack.
Yeah, I would like to take the Bengals too, but I will not. I will take the Ravens minus the 2.5 on the road. Game number 3, Steelers and Cowboys in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Pittsburgh minus 1.5.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm taking Pittsburgh at home here. The home dog, I'm taking them simply because of their defense, even though they got shredded last week by Joe Flacco, of all people, when he went in to replace Anthony Richardson for the Colts. I think Pittsburgh is tough at home. I think they run the ball effectively. I would think this is going to be a tight game. It's probably going to come down to a field goal, maybe late, and it should be low scoring just because that's the way Pittsburgh plays. I will take Pittsburgh over the Dallas Cowboys.
I think the Steelers' offense is really, really difficult to watch and digest. I mean, and the Cowboys have had issues stopping the run. I mean, the only really weapon that the Steelers have running the football at this point is Justin Fields.
I like the Cowboys in this game. I think the Steelers, even though they got off to a great start with that defense, are just not that good of a team. And Dallas is every week fighting for their lives, and the coach has got his fat butt on the hot seat every week. So give me the Dallas Cowboys.
And just to clarify, in case you misheard me or misspoke, the Steelers -1.5, not +1.5. Not that I think that's going to change your mind. I will take the Cowboys. I expect them to win by 3.
Why did you say -1? Why didn't you say
I said the Steelers -1.5.
That's why you had it on the list.
Sure.
You have it written down the same way.
Even though Jerry took the same list that I had and is using it.
Okay.
But you have the same
thing. My mistake.
No,
I apologize.
I said the Steelers -1.5.
All right. I'm sorry. I screwed up.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
I got the Cowboys. Game no, and now we do the locals. Sunday morning, 9:30. You've got the Jets and Vikings in London. The Vikings -2.5.
The Vikings -2.5.
I'm taking the Vikings. Second best balanced team in the NFL behind the Ravens. Really the big question for the Vikings moving forward the rest of the season is, can Sam Darnold continue to play the way that Sam Darnold has played the first 4 weeks? I don't see why he couldn't do it here. And plus, you talk about one of the teams that leads the league in sacks when it comes to the Minnesota Vikings. Their defense is starting to get noticed more and more and more, especially when it comes to Brian Flores. So I will take the Vikings.
This, if we didn't pick the Jets every week, meaning the game that the Jets play every week, I would stay away from this game totally because I am so torn. The coaching advantage is humongous with the Minnesota
Vikings.
Vikings
clothing on today.
It's
London specific.
It's humongous advantage coaching wise for the Vikings. But I just feel like with all this is where Aaron Rodgers rallies this team and they come out and play above their heads. That's what it feels like. With the Vikings being 4-0, are they due, especially in the second half where Jordan Love was going.
Take them to the playoffs.
So now they're all on the same page.
You had your chance.
Sam McDonald.
So it's tough for me, but I'm going to pick the Jets. I think the Jets cover and maybe win. So
I agree.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Jets as well. I think they figure it out after Sunday and a terrible performance against the Broncos. And the final game at 4:00 Sunday, the Giants in Seattle.
He did not know what to do with that game.
I know, I didn't.
Because he doesn't want to pick the Jets, and I don't blame him.
I really don't, but I can't see that. I don't know. The Vikings have been so good. Plus, if you watch that second half against the Packers, they turned the ball over a ton. Their defense looked terrible. They gave up a ton of points.
You already had your time.
Seahawks on Sunday, -6.5. I will take Seattle.
Me too. He's got to go.
Jerry's got to go.
I mean, I don't know if Malik Nabers is not playing. If he's not playing, then why? I mean,
I don't want
Kenneth Walker's playing. DK Metcalf's playing. Geno Smith is throwing for more yards than any other quarterback in the NFL coming into week 4.
You know, the Giants are like that thing, like you get a menu and you know immediately you don't want something. That's what I feel about the Giants.
Go to a bad restaurant, you're like, you don't want that.
A vongole? Like, I'm not eating that.
Vongole?
What is that? It's clams or something? I don't want that. Yeah, give me the Seahawks.
Okay. You still want to talk about the Jets and the Vikings?
No. Not anymore. I'll just watch it tomorrow at 9 a.m. Boomer and Geo Friday Football Picks are Sunday. Are sponsored by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh!